Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. When it comes to the local economy, we've got some good news and some bad news. It's about venture capital, the money that often helps businesses get underway or grow. The good news is that economists say more venture capital dollars are flowing to the Milwaukee area and the Midwest in general. The bad news is that some other parts of the U.S. are doing much better. About half the money in venture capital deals goes to California. New York State gets about 14%. Six other Great Lakes states, including Wisconsin, get a meager total of 4%. But Michigan-based economist John Austin is still optimistic about the Midwest. Austin is a non-resident senior fellow with the Brookings Institution and a member of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. During a recent visit to Milwaukee, Austin told WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach that our region has plenty of strengths.
We have this irony that we are the center of tremendous innovation, not just in the industries that made Milwaukee and Wisconsin and Michigan great, but in a host of emerging areas of IT and clean energy and smart water technology and healthcare. But that massive innovation coming out of our companies, coming out of our world-leading research universities and colleges, doesn't always get commercialized or translated into new businesses and jobs here locally. And there are many reasons why we're not commercializing this massive innovation, which we have kind of unrivaled global innovation infrastructure in the Midwest, into new businesses and jobs. But one reason is we don't have the venture capital and early stage capital at scale that is finding the innovation, that's finding the new idea or the new product that's spilling out of University of Wisconsin or University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee or one of our big employers here. And so we're looking at how do we treat that issue. It's a common phenomenon across the Midwest.
One thing you've mentioned is that there are dollars in the Midwest going elsewhere. We're talking about pension funds and other things. Why is that?
This massive wealth, if anything, is actually being exported to the coasts, where almost half of the nation's dollars that are invested in venture capital, because some of these endowed resources and institutional investors are putting money into venture firms as part of a diversified investment portfolio. But very few, hardly any, of that venture capital investment coming from our endowments, pension funds, are being put in Midwest venture funds and venture organizations. And the fact that the big venture capital on the coast doesn't find its way to the innovations that are coming out of Milwaukee and Madison and other parts of our region to help grow new businesses and jobs from that innovation that could employ in the new economy many more Wisconsin residents and Michigan residents and Ohio residents.
The money leaving Wisconsin, I mean, there are pension fund managers in Wisconsin and other states that have to meet targets and goals, and they apparently think they can meet those targets by sending the money elsewhere?
Well, they have a job. Anybody who's managing a big pile of money has a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that they're making smart investments. And the safe or the sure thing is if they're putting some of that money into venture funds or other more risky investments as part of their overall, you know, multi-million, billion-dollar package of resources. I was just at a dinner with this Milwaukee County pension fund. It has billions of dollars. If you're putting any of that into venture capital, you want to make sure you're making a decent bet. The easy route is to give it to Kleiner Perkins and one of the venture capital firms that you know has a good track record. One of the challenges, there just aren't enough large venture firms in the Midwest that have a track record of success that will allow, with comfort, the institutional investors to say, oh, I know they know what they're doing, and they have a record of success, and therefore let's put some of our venture investing in the Midwest, which can really accelerate the kind of explosive growth of new startups that then mint new millionaires locally in whatever the emerging food system technology or water technology industry that we have the ability to create here. So the fix that we're also trying to promote, and some states in the region, you know, have done a better job than others, is to organize, it could be private sector led or it could be state government led, create an innovation fund. Take some of the resources that, say, the University of Wisconsin, you know, pension system or treasury invests on an ongoing basis that are going to venture capital, put it into an innovation fund that then invests in largely Wisconsin venture capital organizations. That will grow the amount of money that they have to work with. It will grow their ability to attract other investors and other wealth from the coasts to make investments in startups in Wisconsin that then can kind of get this virtuous flywheel going of new businesses that have a big buyout and $1 billion. We just had a $1 billion unicorn in Michigan. The cybersecurity technology firm that came out of University of Michigan was bought and then for $2.3 billion. It minted 25 more millionaires in Ann Arbor and Detroit that are putting 800, 1,000 people to work already. And they're going to all start, those 20 are going to all start new tech firms. And that begins to change the story, too, about, oh, Detroit's and the auto capital. Well, maybe it's also an IT cybersecurity capital. And, you know, I was applauding during my visit here. Milwaukee's made a lot of progress over the last 20 years from when I first started coming and looking at how do we accelerate the transition of these amazing older industrial cities that ruled the great manufacturing and industrial era to find purchase in a new tech, talent, and knowledge-driven economy. And by both making real and rebranding, Milwaukee was the first to organize around water and water technology businesses and a water place lifestyle community that maybe that's our brand. So this blue economy, and that's also where young people, they want to work on solving the world's problems of today and tomorrow. How do we be a leader in solving global water problems?
We talked about the Midwest being behind, but it's not even. There are some states, Minnesota and Illinois recently, that have been putting more money into trying to grow businesses and innovation. Is that right?
Yeah, and I guess two realities, very different too from 15 years ago. One, it's not a monolith of a Midwest of kind of distressed former manufacturing communities and rural hinterlands, which is kind of the popular perception again since our region and our states, Wisconsin, Michigan, played such a pivotal role in the last presidential election. It sort of brought eyes back to the region and looking at the economy and people's experience and their attitudes and their frustrations. There's so many places and communities in the region, large and small, that have really turned an economic corner and are kicking it from, you know, the bigger metros. Minneapolis in the West has long shed its, you know, flour milling capital of the world roots and its health and finance and tech. Pittsburgh to the east saw a collapse of their giant steel industry and the exodus of their people and talent. And now they've turned it around on the backs of AI, robotics, medical, and are thriving anew. Our university towns are very much thriving, given that knowledge work and the economy of the future lives, grows, and breathes where talented, well-educated people who are creating new ideas want to live and do their thing. But some states have accelerated this transition by, yes, putting some resources and priority onto, one, growing the footprint of these learning and research institutions, which we have 20 of the top 200 global universities on Earth in the Midwest. That's more than the West Coast, more than the East Coast, as engines of a new economy. And by putting together resources, innovation funds, pools of resources that can be applied to kind of grow the innovation ecosystem, the number of organizations, the number of people, the amount of money that is then responsibly steered through venture capital or catalytic sort of matchmaking organizations that help outside investors spot the kind of smart new technology or healthcare treatment product that might be bubbling out of a University of Wisconsin, say, and help commercialize that and support it into a new business that creates lots of new jobs in ways that we couldn't predict.
And things are being tried in Wisconsin. There is a relatively small Badger Fund, and you have met with venture capitalists in the Milwaukee area. So the scene here is not desolate.
No. And so I think the some of the good discussions that are being had at the state level and the local level are, what can we do to kind of grow our footprint and grow our critical mass of capital and smart people helping translate the innovation that is going on? When you grow the size and success of your state located venture organizations and or other early stage capital investors, you're basically allowing them to be in a position to say to our institutional investors in our pension funds and in our universities and outside coastal money, we are a good bet So you can marry my investment that I'm going to make with money that you can attract from outside, and it begins to multiply the amount of resources that are turning our new our innovations into new jobs and businesses. I have a colleague who there are several big venture capital firms that are based in the Midwest. One who is a friend who runs a health bio firm in Ann Arbor is now on their fifth round, very successful. She's now head of the National Venture Capital Organization. They got their start with some state-backed innovation funding. And now she is one of the places that, yeah, the UAW Pension Fund and the Kresge Foundation, which is based in Michigan, they can safely invest some of their dollars in us. They feel good about that. And her buddies on the coast in the venture industry trust her to be a smart investor.
Is Milwaukee, though, too fiscally conservative? We've got a liberal or a socialist history on some social issues, but is there still too much of a fiscal conservatism here to get a really vibrant venture capital scene going?
There are philosophies that there's nothing that public or private leaders can do to shape a market besides be business friendly and cut taxes. But there's good evidence that the private sector can step up, and the public working with the private sector can create some effective mechanisms for basically juicing the engines of innovation that are research and learning and medical teaching hospitals, and organize some capital pools of public-private that can be put to work to grow the ecosystem of money and talent that can make additional investments and can attract additional investments with the impact of accelerating job growth and new businesses in the region. And you know, if for those who don't trust government to do any of this, the private sector can step up and do it themselves, put together their own private sector-led funds. I use Grand Rapids in my own state as an example. Very conservative community. West Michigan, I mean, that's the home of Amway and the DeVosses. You know, these aren't Bernie Sanders, but they themselves said, we want to grow our footprint of our medical research institutions. We're going to put our billions into helping do that. They get together their family offices and their rich individuals and their foundations and say, what is a plan for how we leverage resources and put it to work to grow new businesses and jobs in the green and the emerging technologies and the sustainable industries, because that's where the future is.
Finally, how do we make sure, though, if more venture capital dollars come here or stay here, that everyone benefits, that all boats are lifted, yeah, whatever metaphor you want to use, the people in poverty and crime-ridden areas, et cetera? How do we make sure that this venture capital rise benefits all?
This is perhaps the greatest challenge that we must meet in the great industrial cities of the upper Midwest, where we are the most segregated by race and income and split and kind of balkanized from each other in our communities. That's a function of our history of the Great Migration and folks coming together and then spreading apart. As Milwaukee and other communities are doing many things right to try to appreciate, there's a dynamic kind of knowledge and creative economy to grow and build with also appreciates quality of place. You have to purposely say, we are attending to our great deficit, which is stitching populations, people of color, those who we've purposefully, historically, wrongly segregated from the rest of us in the economy, stitch them into this new, better fabric of economic activity. And that's got to be very purposefully done. We need to reach folks with upskilling and education. We need to reach folks in neighborhoods with physical infrastructure redevelopment and transportation links so that people can participate in the economy. We have to reach sort of humanly across those bridges of race and say, let's find forums and mechanisms where we are coming together as a total community in our real diversity of today and not being content to kind of wall ourselves off from each other. And, you know, part of my encouragement is Milwaukee can use the opportunity with the Democratic Convention, the attention on Milwaukee to both, yes, demonstrate and illustrate and celebrate that there's a new, different, dynamic, creative, innovative Milwaukee economy and society being built here, different from its heyday of the manufacturing and agriculture and beer making and food processing industry. But we're also confronting the the reality that we have to stitch ourselves together as a total community across boundaries of tribe and race and background. And we're attending to that, and we're doing it purposefully. And then Milwaukee can really show the way to the rest of us around the region, where we face similarly difficult but not insurmountable challenges of making a very diverse and plural society work for everybody.
That was John Austin of the Brookings Institution speaking with WUWM's innovation reporter, Chuck Quirnbach.